USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump back from his trip to the G20 summit in Argentina, where it appears a ceasefire was reached in a trade war with China. The president will again be joining world leaders this Wednesday at the funeral for the nation's 41st President George H.W. Bush, who passed away on Friday. Defense Secretary James Mattis saying of the former commander-in-chief,
"For all of us who need role models, and I think that is the human condition, he always put others first."
Paris has been rocked by the most violent riot in at least a decade. Protesters angry about the nation's economy, including soaring taxes, clashing with police, looting stores, and setting scores of vehicles on fire yesterday. Nearly 150 people were injured. The French president denouncing the violence and calling an emergency government meeting for today in the wake of those protests. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The commander of U.S. Naval Forces Central Command and the 5th Fleet's been found dead in his residence in Bahrain. Officials say foul play is not suspected in the death of Vice Admiral Scott Sterney. Rear Admiral Paul Schlies, the deputy commander of the 5th Fleet, has taken over Sterney's duties. They're still tallying up the damage from Friday's earthquake in Alaska. And as they do, many officials, including the Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz, are noting that the state's experience with earthquakes, including a huge one a half century ago, helped it withstand this latest one.
We had a huge earthquake in 1964, the biggest earthquake in North America, some would say the biggest earthquake the world has ever known. And we learned a lot as a community from that experience, and we built accordingly afterwards.
The so-called Good Friday earthquake in 1964 was a magnitude 9.2, causing 139 deaths. Friday 7.0 did damage to buildings and roads, but there were no deaths or serious injuries. This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
More now on the passing of former President George H.W. Bush, as is the tradition with the New York Stock Exchange. The stock market will close for Wednesday's National Day of Mourning, which has been declared by President Trump because of the former president's death on Friday. Also, there will be a moment of silence observed before Monday's opening bell to remember Mr. Bush. A strong tornado striking yesterday afternoon in Taylorville, Illinois, about 30 miles southeast of Springfield. Some other tornadoes were reported in that state as warm air was clashing with a storm system. Those who fly out of what many regard as one of America's most inconvenient airports can take heart as a new concourse is opened at LaGuardia Airport in New York City. The 12 new gates that went active yesterday come with new places to eat and shop, part of an $8 billion redo of the much-hated airport. When finished, there will be 72 new gates in 6 concourses. And a Maryland man's lucky dream is literally paying off. The 52-year-old man from Montgomery County said that he had a dream in which he saw a lucky symbol, so he woke up and felt like he was going to win big and threw on his clothes and went to a convenience store in Bethesda where he bought what turned out to be a $1 million scratch-off ticket. He says he plans to use that jackpot to pay off his son's college debt, and then he'll put the rest in savings. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris.